Hi there, welcome to New Consultant Recording number 5, Affirmations. Affirmations are just something amazing that all successful people use. All the studying that I've ever done on people that I admire in this world and people that have accomplished great things, they all use affirmations. So that might be a secret that you didn't know, or that might be something that you are familiar with. So this is going to be a little crash course on how to write and use your own affirmations. So affirmations are statements that you read to yourself morning and night, the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night that you tell yourself about things in your life that you want to have be true. And your subconscious does not know the difference between a lie and a fact. And so whatever you tell it, it believes, and it goes to work to bring it to pass. And you'll be so amazed at how you will see things differently. You'll start to see the information that you need. You'll start to meet the people you want to meet. And you'll start to say and do and attract success, successful things into your life if you are repeating your affirmations morning and night. So now that I piqued your interest, you know, how do we write an affirmation? Well, the first thing that you do is you make a list, an exhaustive list. It's actually so fun. A dream list, or like a bucket list of all the things that you can think of in your life that you would like to have, be, or do sometime before you die. You should be able to come up with 50 to 100 things that you'd either like to buy, places you'd like to go, just how you would like to be, things you want to have, anything. It can be anything at all that you are not currently experiencing that you want to. It could be a new car. It could be a vacation. It could be anything like that. And so you make your exhaustive list of things that you want, and you just write and write and write and write. And after you have all of those written down, then you go through and you pick 10 things that if those 10 things don't happen in the next year, then they're not likely to happen. Maybe they're a little more time sensitive than the rest, or maybe you'll just be really disappointed if those 10 things don't happen in the next 12 months. Once you've done that, then you've pulled out the 10 most important, the 10 most urgent. And then you number those 1 to 10 in the order of importance they are to you. Then you take your top 3 and work on those 3. So you've now selected your top 3 goals, the 3 things that you want to be, do, or have before the year is out. And you write a statement about each one. So let's say that I wanted to weigh 120 pounds before the year is out. So notice I don't say how much weight I want to lose, because whatever it is that you focus on, that's what your mind makes grow. So if I focus on pounds lost, my mind actually just focuses on pounds. And then whatever I'm focusing on is going to grow, and I don't want to grow in pounds. I want to lose weight. So you write, you would write the thing that you want, and what it is that I want is to weigh 120 pounds. So you write down the statement on, you get 3x5 cards, and you write your goal across each one, but they have to be written in the present as if they have already happened, and they have to be written in a positive form so that your subconscious goes to work to make that thing come true. So if it was a weight loss goal, you would actually just write what you want to weigh, and you would write it as if you already did weigh that. You would just write across the top of your little card, I weigh 120 pounds. And then under that, you write at least 3 to 5 supporting statements of what it feels like to be living that. So I would say something like, I love going clothes shopping because everything looks good on me. I love how much energy I have to wrestle and run around with my kids. I love being the thin mom at all of my kids' sports activities. And I love that I can get in a swimming suit at the pool and not feel self-conscious. So you write things that support that statement how you are going to feel when that happens, but you write them in the present as if you are already experiencing them. And you do that with your next two also. Let's say another one was, I love my new leather couches, or I have new leather couches. And then your supporting statements would be, I love how great my new couches look in my living room. I love having people over and having them compliment me on my couches. It's fun to have parties at my house now because I'm proud of my furniture. So that is how you do your affirmations. So I want to encourage you to get your three affirmations done and then share them with me. Share with me what your next three big goals are. And what a good rule of thumb is to pick one that is personal. So it's going to improve you personally in some way, either physically, spiritually, or temporally. And then pick another one that is financial, which I guess is temporal, but pick another one that is financial, and then pick one for your business so that you have kind of a balance in your life of what you're working towards. And just to caution, if you're going to talk about debt, eliminating debt, you don't write down the words, I am debt-free, because your mind doesn't know negatives or positives, so it only knows that you're focusing on debt, and then your debt will grow. So you have to be more specific about what that means, like, I am so happy that my house is paid for, or I am so happy that we have $1,000 in the bank. But none of your words should be something that your mind could twist into something negative. So you don't say, I am so happy that we have no credit card debt, because all your mind focuses on is credit card debt, and then it grows. So be really careful when you're talking about money that you're talking about it in the most positive of terms. And if you want to email me your affirmations and the supporting statements that go with them, I can kind of help you tweak them and make sure that they're exactly all the way positive before you start training your mind to listen to them, so we can do that too. And then all you do after you've written them is, I like to read scriptures. Not everyone does. Maybe there's a book that you're currently reading, or you have a special place on your nightstand, but they should be by your bed because you're going to read them right when you get into bed, and you're going to read them right before you get out of bed. So mine are just tucked in my scriptures, and I just say them morning and night when I'm doing my scripture study and my praying. So I just do that. So that's just one good idea of how to do it. So I can't wait to hear what your next three big goals are in your life, and then see, I'll be interested to see how I can help you achieve that. I really do believe in you.